I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Well, it is the Sunday before Thanksgiving. I know. Can you believe it? That is like the statement of the month, I think. It's rolling around early and all the Christmas trees are going up and it is Thanksgiving time around here. And yep, the food is flying. If it's not already at your house, it will be soon, but I'm seeing it everywhere. And so we have a very special show for you today. My guest is none other than the most awesome Mary Ard Apple of Corview Coach. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Kim. It is so wonderful to be here with the I've Decided community. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy to have you. Now, one of the things that we love about our radio show and what we want to do is just give you information, give you what you need in order to help you be successful in whatever your goals are. We have lots of business members, almost 60 actually, who are a part of I've Decided, and it's because of them that we're able to bring this radio show to you and give you the resources and the motivation and information to help you be successful. And sometimes we just talk to our business members about what they provide, and sometimes we give you some motivation and encouragement, and we all love the success stories. I do want to give a big shout out to our presenting sponsor, Junction City. We are so thankful for them because of their kind sponsorship. It allows us to do so much within the community. So we love them and are thankful for what they do for us. So make sure when you're shopping for the holidays, you head on out to Junction City and show them some love for all that they do in our community. Hey, if you have not got your tickets for the full day kickoff conference in January, do that too, because your time's running short to get the early registration. November 30th is your last opportunity to get the early registration and save $40. It is going to be amazing. If you check out our website at ivedecided.org, we have a lineup of leadership and motivational speakers that are just going to get you ready to make 2018 your best year ever. And I want to see you there. So be sure to get your tickets for that. Get them here real soon. It's going to be a great, great year. And I just wanted to remind you of that as well. So what are you doing for the holidays? What are your traditions? We're going to talk to Mary a little bit about some of her traditions and just that whole concept of the family and the relationships with the food and all the emotions, Mary, that come out of the holidays. And you were talking before we started to record that this it's just an emotional time a lot when we have family coming in and all the people surrounding.
Kim, it certainly is. And thank you again for having me. And before we go into that, I want to do a shout out for Junction City also. Now is the time that I would like all the listeners to remember to shop local.
Yes, please.
Please shop local, please, local, local.
Please, please, please.
And number two, I've been to the I've Decided conference for a couple of years that you've had it. You guys do an outstanding job.
Thank you.
And I would encourage anyone to attend that conference in January because it really is uplifting and it just shows those attendees that they can do whatever they set their minds to. So
thank
kudos
you,
to you on that as well. So to the holidays, and those that are listening, if you don't know my background, I have had a restaurant for a long time and I owned Apple's Bakery for a very long time, created it and retired it in July of 2015. Thanksgiving for me is the pinnacle holiday. I mean, it is just absolutely a pinnacle holiday. And what I mean by that is there are no materialistic trappings around that particular holiday. It's all about time with family, friends, and food, and maybe a football game, you know, if you're a football fan. But I'd like to talk today with you, the listeners, to really encourage you to think of some very important preparations to get to your holiday time. all the years that I had Apple's Bakery, people would start coming in on Tuesday. No, Thanksgiving would be on Thursday. And they're freaking out. They're saying, oh my gosh, how did it become Thanksgiving? And my staff and I would calmly look at them and say, well, you know, it's the fourth Thursday of every month. This is not a surprise. But yet it is a surprise. And as our family and our lifestyles become more hectic, and we're chasing our tails all the time, and the kids are involved in everything, and grandma and grandpa are coming from out of town, or maybe we need to travel, all of a sudden we start to get amped up and amped up and amped up, don't
yes,
we, Kim?
Yes, we do.
And then it's like, oh my golly, I need to make food to take somewhere. I've barely cooked at all in my kitchen for the last 2 weeks because our schedule's been so crazy. And I don't know what to make. And people get really anxious around that food preparation of Thanksgiving in particular. They're going to work until Wednesday, and then all of a sudden, bam, I got 30 people coming, or I got to take something. And it really does hit us. And so a couple of thoughts here. You're listening to this on Sunday. When we get done with the radio program, I encourage you to sit down at your kitchen table, if you haven't already done this, get a blank sheet of paper, and start writing your grocery list right away.
Well, now that's great advice. So be sure, pull out your paper right now. Be prepared right after the show. Do it while you're listening to the show.
Yeah, get the paper right now. We don't mind. It's really okay. Drink your coffee and make your grocery list. But it's really the preparedness of going into that holiday. We already know the grocery stores are going to be overrun. So we need to have patience. We need to slow down. And we need to have a list that we're going to buy exactly what's on that list. Now, that's easier said than done, because you're going to go into the grocery store and they are very gifted at wanting you to buy a lot of extra things that typically have a really high fat and high sugar content, or alcohol is really cheap. It could be a wide variety of things, and say, oh, while I'm here, I'm going to get two of these. When we really need to have one. So number one is to have a good creative grocery list that gets you to where you need to be.
Can I sidebar? What do you think about the online shopping? Because I've done that a couple of times and it's really saved me some money. I ordered my groceries online and then picked it up.
Well,
that could be handy.
You're a testament to that has become a good tool for you.
Yeah.
So I've never done that before, so I don't really have an opinion about it. But what I would encourage people to do is to always find tools that reduce anxiety and stress around any type of purchasing, especially at the holiday
time. So maybe that could be a good option for you if you've never tried online grocery shopping and just picking it up, or they'll deliver it to your home for free if it's over $100. Most all the grocery stores are doing it. Something to think about.
Another good sidebar. So now that we've bought our ingredients, or we've gotten our recipes out, I guess that would be my tip number two in our conversation right now, is not only have your grocery list, but get the recipes that you're actually going to make. And now, if you're like in my family, there are several traditional recipes that have a lot of sugar and a lot of salt in them, and it makes them really, really yummy, yummy.
Right.
Okay. Well, it does. It makes us cozy all over.
Right.
So I don't know about you, Kim, but you'll go to a Thanksgiving buffet, basically. The kitchen counter is laden. But before you can even get to the kitchen counter, you've got to walk past the table that has the chips, the nuts, the cheese balls, the guacamole, you know, all of that, the shrimp, the meatballs. And so we graze along that way. And then we finally, it gets to be dinner time. We're really not hungry, but look at all that yummy food, right? So when we're looking at recipes, and if you're a person that is trying to say, you know, I've been eating a real clean, holistic type of fresh food, whole food diet, and I'm a little worried about going to this Thanksgiving dinner because I don't know that I have the willpower, you know, to hold back of really a laden plate. And you're going there, or if you're the cook at home, I encourage you to make one or two items that meet your protocol, okay? So, for example, if you went on the CoreView Coach's website, I have a recipe tab. There's a recipe there for Cool Ranch avocado dip. And I've made it for the curves that lady.
We tried it. It was delicious.
It's delicious.
Yes.
So it's another spin on an avocado, but it is very healthy. It's very light. And so by you creating one of those types of things to take to your celebration, you know you've got a go-to. And so like Kim likes to always remind me, and when we're with a group, you can, there are tons of free vegetables to
eat. That's right.
So focus on those vegetables because they're calorie net zero. Is that how you put it the other
day? Negative caloric intake.
They're negative caloric intake. I made up my own language on that.
That would work too.
That happens all the time. So you're gonna burn more calories in digesting those vegetables. So your body's working with you, and that's a really, really good thing. And so you are trying to reduce calories where you can, especially on that first table you come to. Now, when you go to make your green bean casserole, and I haven't gotten this recipe up on my website, but I will post our radio program. I will make sure this recipe gets
up
there.
Great.
Because this is a recipe we just made for the ladies at Curves earlier last week. And green bean casserole is one of those traditional things. I think most all families have that. I mean, I don't know why it's only really at Thanksgiving when you really see it, but it comes out of the cupboard, right?
I've never been to a Thanksgiving dinner without green bean casserole my entire life that I can remember.
Ever.
And matter where.
And here's one of the traps of a lot of those casseroles that come, especially at Thanksgiving. They use canned soup as a base. And so I'm just going to say it's really pretty easy to make your own cream of mushroom soup and do it in a skillet with fresh green beans. Take out that sodium, a recipe that has lower fat. And Kim, you just tried that earlier this week. What were your thoughts on that?
It was amazing. It was my favorite green bean casserole ever.
And it was super seasoned.
And
simple.
And you made it right in front of us. You made the homemade cream of mushroom right in front of us in like less than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
So in today's world, since we have a lot of family members that are health conscious, and I'm not going to say that everybody that comes to Thanksgiving dinner is, you know, eating that kind of diet. There are people that eat their regular traditional diets. I'm not going to say that that's wrong either. But to blend the family's approach to food, it's really good to consider having a couple of those dishes in the meal plan that are less caloric, less heavy.
Because some people are watching and trying to make better choices.
They really are.
We really are learning so much about food, inflammation, how food aligns with our physical health, not just what the scale says.
Right.
It's making us sick.
Like, it is.
What we're eating is killing us, basically. So a lot of people are getting on that understanding that they have to change what they're putting in. And so it's not even about the weight anymore. It's about, I really just don't need to eat that.
Right. And so anywhere we can reduce high fat content and high sodium content is a really good practice to engage with. And as we cook for the holidays, being mindful on that is really an important area that we can take something out and insert something else that brings more nutritious content. So for example, on that, on an ingredient, just one ingredient substitution in my house, I don't buy sour cream. I buy 2% plain Greek yogurt, and you can swap that out one for one. Or the other idea would be eliminate white sugar in your pumpkin pie and just put in honey. So that you take a third of a cup of the sugar out and replace all the white sugar with 2/3 cups of honey. So it will be just a wonderful mellow sweetness that comes through that pumpkin pie without that sugar spike. So if we can reduce processed white sugar, salt, and high fat content with more natural ingredients, that's great. But let's go back to now that we have our grocery list made. We may be buying those groceries online, maybe not. We've got our recipes out. What do we do to prepare ourselves for the day ahead? I encourage all my clients to keep a food diary.
Oh, yes.
But I think that preparation for the Thanksgiving meal, that's another good tip to have, is to become very conscious, become very aware of how are you eating now. So eat as healthily as possible leading into the holiday so you're not feeling sluggish. And it's like, why did I eat to the bottom of that quart of ice cream last night? You know, because if you're like me, I want to have 2 slices of dessert at Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay.
And I have pecan pie for breakfast. My husband makes the most amazing pecan pie on the planet. I plan for it. I have pecan pie for breakfast. It's hot and
it's
delicious.
It's yummy.
It's so good.
It's so good. And
every
with a good cup of coffee, you're ready to roll. And that's your tradition.
But
that's
the good news
tradition.
Is the pecan pie is so sweet that I just drink my coffee black that morning. Like, I don't. you know, so that saves me a little bit. Okay.
And you know, isn't that an example, everybody, of how we can all sit down and say, okay, this is my trade-off. And we can kind of rationalize that a little bit, but if it works for you, it's okay.
Right.
Leading into the holiday, I want to encourage everyone to remember to get at least 30 minutes of exercise every day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oops, this is Sunday. Why not Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? To add 30 minutes of exercise into your day. And on the day of Thanksgiving, to get the walk before you sit down and eat. I know I go for a walk after I eat, and it's kind of like, let's get all that down into the stomach so I have room for those two pieces of dessert. But really, why not take a moment and have a walk of some kind in the morning? So let's say the weather is not conducive for getting outside and walking. Well, then if your knees can take it, take the stairs in your house and say, I'm going to walk up and down my stairs 5 times twice this morning just to get a little bit more movement. Maybe you don't have stairs and maybe your knees don't work that way. Then walk from the furthest point on one corner of your house to the other corner of your house and do that 5 times twice in that morning so that you're just getting that body lubricated and ready to go enjoy.
And it really just, that movement will help. It helps in everything. Just sitting on the couch all day and eating all that food, it's not going to make you feel good. You're going to get to the end of the day and really you're just going to be stuffed and miserable. And you don't want that either.
No, not at all.
Well, hey, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm Kim Martin, host of your show and founder of I've Decided. You're listening to Mary Ardapple of Coreview Coach. She is just giving us some great pointers and tips on how to survive the holidays and how do we do that with all this food around us and how to make some of your favorite things a little bit healthier. Now, Mary, you and I, we did a podcast together a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about that emotional side of when you're around the table and, you know, there's someone in your family that just may rub you the wrong way or it's just a struggle. You know, the listeners, I already hear a lot of the ladies talking about their family coming in, and we love our family, but it starts to cause a lot of stress.
Just by having more people in our house causes more stress and anxiety. You know, I mean, and we need to be cognizant of that. So that goes back to preparing for the holiday itself. You're absolutely right. Even as a family that enjoys everyone, I know both of us, we enjoy our family immensely.
If you're listening, family, I love you all.
And
I really do. husband, we have a large 63 of us will probably be in my husband's parents' home on Thanksgiving. And it is the most fun ever.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, we won't have 63 this year. we're getting a little smaller just because kids are all around the country now. But we, too, love our family and to gather. I mean, that's just, you can just feel the hugs with them coming in the door. But we need to be open about it. Not everybody has a family life like that. And in today's hectic world and the stresses of just family relationships, it's better to acknowledge that maybe you have an Uncle Bob that after he has a couple cocktails, he talks about politics all the time and you don't agree with his politics. And so you kind of push him away. Or maybe there is a relationship of hurt that never has been healed in a family. But yet we draw ourselves together at Thanksgiving. What I really would encourage us all to be, again, very sensitive around is that all people deserve compassion and love from another. All people do. Even if they're a person that you may choose not to spend a lot of time with, or you start to get stressed of like, oh my gosh, I got to sit next to that person today. So what I'm encouraging, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, what I'm encouraging in that thought is think of that person now on Sunday and really be reflective. Do they have the best blue eyes? You know, is there something about them? Because I'll guarantee you, if you take the time to think about a person, even though it's a person you may not choose to be around all the time, there's something about them that you can appreciate. So when you see them on Thanksgiving and happen to be sitting next to them or you're in line at the food buffet, you think of that thought as opposed to the negative thought that you've held on to for a long period of time. I know that's a sensitive topic and it might be hard to do, but I really encourage listeners to do that. I think if there's one thing that we all can learn about at the holidays is to remember not only to be kind and gentle, but to be more forgiving and generous.
Yeah, and just understanding, you know, you really brought up that topic because, you know, religion and politics, right? If somebody has a few cocktails in your family and they start talking about something that you don't 100% agree with, it's so easy to just want to jump in there and give them your opinion and just start pounding on that. And the next thing you know, you're arguing, bickering, or you're angry, and now you're just, it's causing a mess.
Or you've gone back to the buffet line and you've gotten your third scoop of mashed potatoes and gravy. Okay. And
so the emotional eating.
Yeah, it really can trigger a lot of emotional eating. And that's the one thing that I encourage everybody on your Thanksgiving holiday this year, embrace it, enjoy it. Don't beat yourself up that you ate too much or whatever the case may be. Know about it going in. Prepare for going into the holiday and you'll enjoy your food even a lot greater. So on the day of Thanksgiving, not only do I encourage folks to do a little exercise, but before you head out the door or before you sit down to get your food, drink a giant glass of water.
Yes.
Giant glass of water. And a couple of reasons for that is not only does it hydrate us and fill up our stomach, but you're going to be eating a lot more seasonings that you might not normally do in your regular diet, some types of foods that are a little richer, and that extra hydration in our stomach helps balance everything out. Okay.
Yes.
So then as we prepare to go through the line, you have one approach and I have a second approach that we've talked about, and Kim's that she has been sharing, and I'll go ahead and jump right in there on that, is to really observe what is brought before you get in line and pick up your plate. Now, let's face it, everybody. You know, we feel somewhat of an obligation because we're gathering with people we love. Everybody has brought what their special dish is supposed to be. And so there's an emotional attachment to that. To show true love, I need to eat something out of every single bowl. Every single bowl. And I'll just say casually, no, you don't.
Right.
Technically, you really don't. But two approaches, let's work on that. Two approaches. One, take a sampling, not a full serving. Encourage your plate to still be half full of vegetables at the time as you're going through the buffet. And I know that can be hard when there are so many casseroles that have all these extra richnesses to them. That's when you need to sample back. But then the other idea that I like to think about is the next day. So instead of going back for seconds, or instead of trying to take something out of every bowl, bring an extra plate with you and go ahead and make your next day leftover plate. And so that way you're showing, I'm going to eat that. You have one plate you're going to eat today, and then you have another plate you can eat tomorrow, and spread it out over the course of time.
I really like that idea too. I may do that too. That's one of the things that I use as a guideline. Anytime there's a spread of food, as a buffet style food, a spread of food, I just walk by it and determine, because I'm a dessert girl, as you know, and I also love bread. So I always determine, am I going to have dessert or bread? Like, which one is it? Is it a dessert that I really am going to love and don't want to pass? Or is it, if it's, you know, a cherry pie, it's not my favorite thing, you know, but maybe they have a hot roll. You know, the big buttery hot rolls.
Oh, I just smelled that coming out of the oven.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to have that.
Uh-huh.
So then I can make a decision that, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick up a roll since I don't really care about the dessert that they have. So I can balance it out like that. That's how I, in my mind. And, you know, it's funny. Maybe it's because I'm the baby of the family, but I've never thought about what other people will think about if I take their food or not. I'm like, if I want it, I want it. If I don't, I don't, but I guess you're right. My mom is a food pusher. She is constantly, did you try that? Did you try this? Mm-hmm. So now I know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She wants to make sure I try what she put her heart into making.
Yeah.
Aww.
There's a reason why, you know, you call her a food pusher. There's a reason, you know, it's like when they take that time to make something, they want the people they love to try it because it's part of that unconditional love.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and apologize to my sister, too.
So
she does that to me, too. She's like, try this. She's pushing food in my mouth. I'm like, I don't want that, you know, but now I know why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
So
that's
here's another thing also in following recipes for the holidays. And they're only the two of us. So it's Chris and I at home and somebody wants me to bring something. And there's only going to be six of us there and everybody's bringing something, right? So the leftovers are going to be huge. Cut the recipe in half. You don't have to make a 9x13 pan of sweet potato casserole. Make an 8x8 square. So just because the recipe says make it this big, remember, you get to choose. You can downsize the recipe. That's a really important thing. And then the other thing is, don't compare to what somebody else has on their plate. Don't give anybody a hard time because their plate is piled, and don't give anybody a hard time because maybe they're trying to really watch what they're eating and they've taken small portions. So those kind of comments at the table really have a negative emotional connotation to folks. So I encourage us to back off of any of those kind of thoughts that inadvertently sometimes come out of our mouth.
The word that I think of that's popping into my mind right now is tolerant. Mm-hmm. It's time to be family and just love people for who they are. And that's the true definition of being tolerant. It's saying, okay, if Uncle Bob starts talking about politics and I don't agree with him, I'm going to choose to just be tolerant mm-hmm. of his opinion today, because today it really doesn't matter.
That's right. It does not matter whatsoever. It's enjoying that Uncle Bob is with us today.
Right.
Because someday he may not be at
right.
that time. And that would be one of the last thoughts that I have about the day in particular, is that when we gather, as families grow and live longer, we have members of our family that are no longer with us. Mm. And so there are empty presences, okay, empty chairs at the table. And unfortunately, at the holidays, a lot there seems to be passing that happens. I don't know, maybe it's just we're more aware of it, but keeping in mind the sensitivities of a family member that throughout the last year, this may be the first year that they don't have that loved one with them, and their grieving process is their own grieving process. So being sensitive to the loss of others that are still with us, and honoring the spirits of those people that have gone before us
right.
And that will come after us. I think that general gratitude for the life cycle is so special at Thanksgiving, very much. So I know I've shared with you, it's my dad.
Right.
And so he loved Thanksgiving. So I see him sitting across the table and it just brings a smile into my heart. And it's like, he's still with me. He's in my pocket. He just isn't here physically, but his spirit is with us. And we that then are living longer in our families, we get the privilege, we get the opportunity to share those gifts that were handed to us by those that have left with others. And so remember, it is always a gift-giving time at Thanksgiving. It doesn't come with a actual bow and no price tag. It comes from the inside of our heart, through our food, and through the time of gathering. And that's what makes Thanksgiving so ultimately special.
That is really awesome. And it made me think of one other thing that we talked about,
mm-hmm.
and that was writing the cards.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
You were sitting there, I was just thinking about those memories and appreciating the people that are still in our family.
Well, I'm so glad you beat me to the punch on that, and I'm so glad that you did, because we still have our grocery list out in front of us, and our grocery list needs to have one added thing put on it, and it's thank you note cards, whatever they are. And you could even use a yellow legal pad. I don't care. But I believe that one of the best things to do at Thanksgiving in particular, one, I do it all year round, but I think Thanksgiving is a great time for us to start this as a tradition in the I've Decided community. I think this would be awesome, okay? And that at the next day, you get stamps, you write 3 notes to somebody you've shared Thanksgiving with. And it can just be that simple line of, thanks for spending time together with me yesterday. You made my day special. I enjoyed spending time with you, whatever that may be. Put it in an envelope and send it in the mail. We don't get enough personalized mail. And I'm serious, kids. It's not a text. It's not an email. It's not a phone call.
A note.
It is truly a note. And I think that you might not be able to read my cursive, so maybe print. But whatever it is, take the time to do that. And on the other side is, say that one of the listeners isn't going to be with anybody. They may be alone. It's hard to believe, but people are alone on the holidays, because that's not my experience, but they are.
Right.
I encourage that listener to do that same exact exercise. Even if it was just you're alone or you're with a small group, think of 3 people that have brought meaning into your life, and just write again a short note. Doesn't have to be a book. Doesn't have to be how you're doing. It's just a moment of grace and gratitude to that other. You know, I was thinking about you on Thanksgiving, and I just wanted to let you know you're special to me. Put that stamp on it, send it out the next day, and I will guarantee you, not only will you have given yourself a gift of giving, you will have given another a cherished gift for a long time.
I love that idea. I hope that you guys take some of this advice and roll with it, because that's great. Great, great stuff, Mary. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. CorrViewCoach.com?
Yeah. Yep. You can reach me at CorrViewCoach.com or email me any of your questions at Mary@CorrViewCoach.com. And if you're a listener from this program, please put "I've decided" in the subject line, and then I'll remember what conversation this comes from. But reach out to me absolutely anytime.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this Sunday morning. Praying blessings over you and your family as we go into Thanksgiving week. Giving thanks for all of you, all the supporters of I've Decided. Thank you so much for being a part of our organization. We're so grateful for you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a blessed week, and I'll be back with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?